Previously on the Skip and Josh podcast.
The thing is, despite being in first place, despite making the playoffs, and despite having the best record in the league, according to the power rankings, I'm sixth.
This is why the Skip and Josh podcast does not endorse power rankings.
Exactly, because I don't understand what they mean.
We cannot endorse any power rankings at any time.
The Skip and Josh podcast is on now.
Hello.
Hey, Skippy.
What is happening, Cup?
I'm exhausted. What's happening with you?
Exhausted?
Yes.
I've had like a week off of work.
Oh my God, I'm jealous.
I did a little bit of work like here and there just to kind of catch up on a few things that I didn't finish before I officially went on vacation. So I did a few hours this week, but I've been so lazy. It's not normal.
Well, no, normally you are lazy. So that is normal.
Yes, normally I am lazy, so it's not normal, but I've been so lazy. It's like I just watch TV and movies and TV shows, and the week's over, and I'm like, what did I do?
I don't understand. Everyone's going on vacation this coming week. You just had vacation this past week?
I have so much vacation days. I took off like starting this week and next week until January 4th.
Oh my goodness. I'm even more jealous.
Yeah.
Well, you should be jealous of me because I just took like a 2-hour nap and it was phenomenal.
I know. I was texting you saying, hey, aren't we supposed to talk tonight?
I was in a coma. It was great.
There was no answer. I called you twice and then my wife's like, I hope he's okay.
You know what's weird? No one ever calls. During this 2-hour nap, I had like 6 missed calls. I don't have 6 calls in a week. I don't.
It's perfect. It's good to be wanted.
It is.
So is there anything like big that you wanted to talk about?
There's a few things.
And I had one big thing, but okay. You go first.
Well, at some point, can we carve out some time during today's episode to read some of the holiday greeting cards that we've received from our listeners?
Whoa. What greeting cards? Did you get them? I didn't get them.
Well, can we carve out some time?
They got sent to the head office. Get them.
The P.O. Box.
Man. I'd love to hear them. Do you want to do that now first?
Let's do that now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh, jeez. I thought maybe you got an email from a few people or, you know, so. Oh, man.
That was unfair. Didn't mean to get you excited. I think we need to start a new segment on the show.
Mm-hmm. Called?
Well, I'm not sure what we're going to call it, but it's all about how clueless I am.
It all boiled down to one inevitable conclusion. I was just totally clueless.
Well, you see, I don't think that's fair because most of the time you're right on the ball. You know, whenever it comes to like, there's so many things like the TV schedule of sports, mm-hmm. who's playing who, what mm-hmm. time stuff's happening. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I can call you up or I can text you and you're going to tell me the game's on CBS. This is a game show starting at 7:30. Like, you know what, you normally know what's going on. So mm-hmm. maybe you're being a bit hard on yourself when it comes to thinking that you're clueless.
That could be. But I have a few things that would go in that segment today. So we'll do it. And then maybe the segment will stick.
All right. So what were you clueless about? I want to hear.
Okay. Well, first of all, you remember when, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, the Canadians played that outdoor game and I didn't know about it till like the last minute.
Yeah, that was last Saturday. Yeah.
So I was clueless about that. Mm-hmm. And you recall it was a month or two ago where the Senators and Avalanche played in Sweden and I didn't even know that was happening till like the day before or something. So I was clueless about that too.
I didn't know it was happening till the day before.
Okay. So then along those lines, this past Tuesday, in the city where I live, mm-hmm. in fact, 5 minutes from the office where I work.
Right.
The Leafs played a game to commemorate their 100th anniversary in the afternoon on a Tuesday. And I didn't know about this till like an hour or two before the game happened.
Is that why the game was in the afternoon? I saw it on the schedule. I thought it was a mistake.
Yeah, that is why the game was in the afternoon.
No one knew why it was in the afternoon. I think only people in Toronto, because I heard them talking about it on the radio here and they were trying to figure out why it was in the afternoon and nobody knew.
Well, apparently people in Toronto didn't know either because I'm here and I didn't know.
Did they have attendance for the game?
I think it was sold out. I think they had a bunch of like school kids and stuff.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
The interesting thing is, so they're doing this, you know, game, like the Canadians did that thing with the Senators, right? To commemorate their 100th anniversary, and the Leafs, you know, whatever. Yeah. So it's not a bad idea, but like against Carolina, like
on a Tuesday afternoon, right? Or whatever it was.
It was the weirdest thing. Like, why don't you play an original six team or something if you're going to do that?
Right. Right. Exactly. The NHL has no rhyme or reason on a lot of stuff, honestly.
So that was yet another thing I was clueless about, but I have more.
Oh, jeez. Keep it coming. But
there's more. The NFL Sunday night games. The last few weeks of the season, they're allowed to flex the schedule so they can pick the best game they want.
Yeah.
That is true.
I read about this, though.
Okay.
I know what you're going to say. How come they didn't flex the Pittsburgh
game? Yeah. Like, clearly the Steelers-Patriots game was the game to put on Sunday night. I was stunned when it wasn't the Sunday night game.
There was something on Twitter about this. And I still don't know why, but someone answered saying that the game belonged to CBS and they refused to let them flex it.
Well, then if they refuse, what's the point of having the flex capability?
I don't know. That's what that person answered. And I still didn't. I was like, I thought the same as you. I'm like, I thought they could flex any game. Right?
Yeah.
But maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, but certainly that was should have been on in Sunday night, right?
It should have been. I have one more thing that I'm clueless about.
Okay.
You watch TSN, you watch Sportsnet, you know all these hosts and all these like personalities. Mm-hmm. And so there's this one, I don't know if she's a host or what her official title is on TSN.
Yeah, what's her name?
I'm sure you've seen her 100 times. Her name is Tessa Bonhomme.
Tessa Bonhomme, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So today I found out that she played on the Canadian Women's Olympic gold medal winning team.
Yes, yeah. I knew that.
Yeah,
I just found
that out today.
You're keeping up.
So clearly I'm clueless.
Okay. So on the theme of clueless. Mm-hmm. Now I don't think you should feel bad about any of the things that you just talked about. A lot of them are legit.
Okay.
You know? I mean that afternoon hockey game, I think the whole country didn't understand what was going on.
Okay.
People probably didn't even know what was happening. Mm-hmm. You know? Well, the flex game, I'm still wondering about that. And there's something that happened last Sunday in the NFL. That I think the vast majority of NFL fans are clueless about.
Okay.
And that is, what constitutes a legal catch?
I knew we were going to talk about this, so...
It's the only thing I wanted to talk about.
Okay, let's do it.
And it's funny because normally as the week goes by, my list kind of grows a little bit. Where I think of things that we're going to talk about when we speak. This was like a week ago, right? So it was like the first thing on the list. And it's still really the only thing on the list.
Really, not much else has happened. So that's fine.
It bothers the hell out of me. The NFL, the most, I don't want to use the word powerful. I guess they're powerful. But, you know, the richest league, many, many other leagues consider it like the model in terms of revenue generating. You know, it's this monster, right? Mm-hmm. But like, the fans are so frustrated because nobody knows what a catch is. And this is not the first time that a situation has come up like this. This has happened every year or more than one or two times a year the last like 3 years. You know, the Dez Bryant, it started with Calvin Johnson. Mm-hmm. The Dez Bryant famous in the playoffs. I mean, if you ask Cowboy fans, there's still a hashtag on Twitter that goes around that's like Dez caught it, you know, hashtag Dez caught it. And now this thing, man, that was like, I still don't know how they reviewed it and called it no catch. I still don't know. Like, to me, it was a catch.
So I think I understand the rule. And I might even agree with the call, except for one thing, which I'll get to in a second.
Right.
So let me try to explain the rule. So if he's a running back. And
yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, if he's a running back and he's running from, let's say, the 20 or the 15 or the 10, and he's running, and then all of a sudden he does exactly what that guy did.
Right. He falls down, let's say.
Right. Then it's a touchdown.
Right, it's a touchdown. If he's a running back, it's a touchdown.
Right. But because he's a receiver, they say that in order to actually have the ball, have control of the ball,
yeah.
Some people say, like, It's not just the instant where you catch it that you technically have control of it. You need to sort of make a football move or some sort of move to demonstrate that, okay, I caught the ball in the past tense, whether it's a second ago or half a second
ago.
And
now I'm a runner.
And now I'm a runner.
Yeah.
And so they deemed that he had not caught the ball and never converted to being a runner.
But for me, when his knee touched the ground, and he wasn't touched, like I understand, his knee touched the ground, but he wasn't touched. So he continued to try to score. That, to me, was the football move.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned the knee, because to me, whether you're a receiver or a running back or a runner or a quarterback or whatever, no one has even mentioned this. Once his knee touched the ground, isn't the play dead? And that happened before he dropped the ball.
Only if he's down by contact and there was no contact.
I thought once your knee hits the ground, the play's dead.
They have to touch you. So the thing is, what bothered me about that play is his knee touches the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The defender's sleeve grazes his shoulder.
Did that actually happen?
No, but let's say it does.
Right. So then he's down at the one, and it's like whatever. Next play starts at the 1 yard line.
But it's a catch.
Yes, right? That's right. It's a catch, and he's down at the one. So it's not a touchdown, but it's also not an incomplete pass. Like, I don't know why they didn't call that.
Why was it not a catch when he tried to score? Like, it's just, I read the rule. I understand the rule. It's a bad rule.
Well, it's just like I've been telling you, the whole touchdown rule. Like those guys who fly through the air and they just touch the orange cone with the tip of the football and that's a touchdown. Yet if you catch the ball in the plane of the rectangle of the end zone in midair, if you catch it but you don't land in the rectangle, that's not a touchdown.
This is...
So there's many issues.
You know, we've said it before and it was like a good quote that I had once. You know, we're supposed to be... by the fans, for the fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And NFL fans are frustrated because their eyes are telling them one thing. And then that's not the rule anymore, right? It's like the rule is counterintuitive to what you're seeing on the field. It's just like it doesn't make sense. You know, I told you that I listen every Monday to the Bill Simmons podcast with his buddy Cousin Sal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when they do pick, they review the previous week's games and they pick the lines. Now, full disclosure, Bill Simmons is the biggest Patriots homer on the planet. Right.
Yeah.
He was like, of course, that's not a catch. Like, that's all he had to say about it. Right. Mm-hmm. But he's joking because he knows it's a catch. You could tell. But Cousin Sal had a great point. And I thought he was joking. And then I realized he was serious. And I was like, this is brilliant. He's like, they need to go to a local bar. A local sports bar in anywhere in the world, anywhere in the country. Just pick one, right? Get 30 NFL fans that at that sports bar in a room together and have them decide what the rule is. Because the NFL has created a rule that the fans don't like, right?
I think you suggested something similar to this like a year ago or something where they appoint somebody as commissioner of the league who's a fan.
Well, that's Bill Simmons' other theory in that there should actually now with the Trump administration, anything kind of goes now, right? There's all kinds of weird stuff going on in the government.
Yeah.
So if ever this is going to happen, it's going to be now. Bill Simmons has been saying for at least 5 years, there should be a government appointed position called the sports czar. And this guy is like the minister. Well, we have a minister of sport in Canada, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't make any decisions on catches in the NFL.
But like the sports czar is like the overseer of all the professional sports in the country. And this person like has a say of like these kind of situations with rules and weird things. And, you know, like he's an overseer, you know, he's looking out for what's best. But that's a whole other story. Yeah.
So what you're suggesting with the 30 people in the bar, it's similar to when you have a court case and you have a jury that decides on a case.
But the thing is, the jury's deciding on the outcome, guilty or not guilty.
Yeah. The jury's deciding if it's a catch or not a catch.
But here he's saying the jury would actually create the rule.
Oh,
like the NFL should use these 30 people as the focus group to decide what the rule should be. Because clearly the rule is kind of broken right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is. But like... if you're a Steelers fan, you could say you got screwed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's Ben Roethlisberger that screwed you even worse.
Yeah, the next play was dumb.
No, the next play was literally, like, you know, people say Ben Roethlisberger is going to go to the Hall of Fame, and yes, he probably will. Whenever he's brought into the conversation of the best quarterbacks of, let's say, this generation, I always put him on the outside. He's not in the category of Brady.
He did win two Super Bowls.
Yeah, he has two Super Bowls, so, but with
not,
great teams.
Not a lot of guys have said that.
That was a bonehead play.
That was a bonehead play. Yeah, it was.
You know, everybody in the world that was watching that knew he wasn't going to spike the ball. Like, I was saying, he's not spiking the ball. You could tell. There was like 15, 14, 13. The time was counting down. There was no reason to spike the ball because spiking the ball only was making it go from third down to fourth down. Right? They didn't need to stop the clock. They had plenty of time to stop the clock. He could easily run a play, right, in those 13 seconds, and then the clock stops or they get a touchdown, right? Like, the spiking of the ball was not the right thing to do. But the receivers didn't run out for passes. One guy went out.
You said everyone knew he was going to spike it except for everyone on his own team.
Exactly.
Because one ran to receive a pass or anything.
One guy ran out for a pass. Then Roethlisberger does the dumbest thing in the world. He throws it to that guy who has four guys on him.
It would have been actually smarter for him to try to run it in himself at that point.
Now, the worst thing is, I don't know if you heard after, Roethlisberger sort of threw his offensive coordinator under the bus saying they were telling him to run a play and he wanted to spike it.
Yes, I heard that.
Now, that's terrible, first of all. Second of all, it's terrible for him to say that. Second of all, if you really felt so strongly about not running the play, he should have just threw the ball away.
Yeah.
You know, he's standing there looking at this one guy with four guys on him. And his decision is, I could throw the ball away here, or I could try to throw it into quadruple coverage. And he chose to throw the ball into quadruple coverage, and they lost the game. The
ball got deflected and then got intercepted. If it just gets deflected and not intercepted, he gets another try.
I know, but you know the cardinal rule. The number one rule they teach you when you're in high school football, you know, in those situations. You don't throw the ball into the middle. You throw the ball to the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that stupid fade pattern that everybody hates that teams run 1,000 times a game, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the play you have to do there.
You know? It's a lot harder to defend.
It's a lot harder to defend. You have the out of bounds and, you know, either your guy's going to catch it or it's going to be incomplete. There's no chance of a pick. And the clock's going to stop. So, yeah. Poor Steelers. I mean, oh God. It's like, I feel like...
By the way, Patriots, I had that game right.
You had that one.
Because I pick the Patriots every week to cover the spread. I don't care who they're playing or what the situation is. I've only been wrong twice all season.
Well, I mean, you have your theory that Belichick knows the spread and he's playing to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I wanted to talk about football. I mean, it's an interesting, how are you doing in your fantasy football?
I lost.
Oh, you lost.
Well, I mean, first of all, so Leonard Fournette's my running back. He didn't even play last week.
He was injured. Yeah.
And my best player is Antonio Brown, who got injured in the first quarter of that game or something. So, like, who else did I have? And I was playing the guy I was playing against, funny enough, has the running back on New Orleans, Ingram, who had a sick game. He also has Tom Brady, and he also has Gronkowski. So I had no chance.
Gronkowski just did whatever he wanted in that game.
Yeah, I had no chance.
He was like a pro player playing against high school kids.
How was your game?
I won. I'm in the finals.
Oh, nice. Who are you playing? Anyone I know?
Yeah, I'm playing Mark's son, Connor.
Wow, that's
and
he's a rookie. Actually, he made it to the finals in his rookie season.
He's the only team this year that when I look at it, when you look at the teams all year, I thought he's the only one that could knock me off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is going to go down to the end. You know, it's a one game situation. So
all right.
Hopefully it'll do okay. It's interesting because the last 2 weeks now, and it started in last week, it's sort of like the mini playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like playoff games
for
some teams.
You're in must-win situations.
You know, so, and there's a lot more must-win situations even this week coming up, right? For some teams, you know, like that Seattle-Dallas game is huge, right?
I don't think Seattle has a prayer in that game.
I don't think so either, but it's huge.
First of all,
for
the Cowboys
teams.
Are getting Elliott back.
Yeah.
And
it's huge for both teams.
And Seattle's just been playing bad lately.
I don't know what happened to them. The Rams just ran over them.
34-0 at halftime?
They literally ran over them.
The Rams are for real, by the way. I've become a Ram believer. The Rams are for real. I happen to have Jared Goff on my fantasy team, so that helped.
Right, right. No, the Rams are definitely for real. Definitely.
You know, actually, there's one game this week that I'm very intrigued about.
The Falcons-Saints?
No, I think the Saints are going to win that game.
Oh.
The game I'm most intrigued about is Jacksonville-San Francisco, which on the surface, you're like, why are you intrigued about that game?
But my son thinks Jacksonville's going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, they might. But do you realize San Francisco hasn't lost since Garoppolo became their starting QB?
Jimmy G.
And the game's in San Francisco. And I know that Jacksonville's favored in this game. And I know that Jacksonville has 10 wins this year. But I'm tempted to pick the Niners in this game.
Jimmy G is for real.
I think he is.
He's for real. He is. He's legit, this guy. You know, the 49ers, they got something there, you know?
So this game isn't this game is not a slam dunk by any stretch.
No, it's definitely not. And like the other game that we're going to watch Eagles Raiders even though it's like Christmas Day 8:30. Hopefully the Eagles will be able to wrap up home field advantage. If they get that win, they'll wrap up home field throughout the playoffs, which is pretty huge, you know? But
by the way, there was no Thursday night football this week or next week, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know why this week. There's no rhyme or reason to it, right? I guess it's heading into the Christmas schedule and things are a little bit mixed up, right? So
who knows? And I think there's no more Sunday night football the rest of the season, I think.
I think you're right you're right. There isn't, because the Sunday night here comes out on Christmas Eve, so there's no game.
Right.
And then next week is probably New Year's Eve, so there's no game.
Right.
Right. So you really think the Saints are going to roll over the Falcons?
I don't know if they're going to roll over, but I mean, the Falcons are one of those teams I think I had on my list of teams you can't trust. And yeah, they've been hot lately.
You can't trust them.
But I still can't trust them. And if it was the Saints of old who, you know, were not good, it's a different story. But the Saints are good this year. The Saints can beat you by throwing the ball. They can beat you by running the ball. Plus, it's a home game.
They're mostly a running team now, honestly.
Right, but if they have to all of a sudden go back to Drew Brees throwing the ball 50 times, they can do that.
I have no problem with Drew Brees throwing the ball 50 times if I'm the coach.
I'd rather
have
Drew Brees than Matt Ryan.
Oh, Matthew's friend was over this week, and this kid tells me he's a Falcons fan. I'm like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, the Falcons are going back to the Super Bowl. I'm like, I think you're nuts, but...
Well, he's a kid. He doesn't know.
No. I mean, they're 17 already, 16, 17, right? They know. So,
but I knew nothing. I thought I knew everything when I was 17, 18. But the truth is, now that I'm older, I know so much more stuff. Like, for example, the Steelers. The Steelers are a good team, right? The Steelers win more often than they lose. But the Steelers never cover the spread, no matter what it is.
You're a spread guy now. You've become a degenerate.
I am.
Yeah. So he was asking me, I asked him, do you like Matt Ryan? He's like, yeah, Matt Ryan's great. So Matthew already knows where this is going. He's like, I could see him like rolling his eyes like, oh boy, here we go. My dad's going to give this kid a lecture now about Matt Ryan.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
You know what the worst nickname in all of professional sports is?
What?
Matty Ice. Yeah, it's the worst nickname in history because he is actually the opposite of his nickname. Matty Ice implies that he's this guy who's like cool under pressure. Right. Mm-hmm. And he delivers in these clutch situations. Right. Mm-hmm. Which is exactly the opposite of what he is, because the Falcons always blow it. Right. When you're up 28-3 in the Super Bowl, you cannot have the name Matty Ice. You cannot.
Right.
It should be revoked.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, he did win more games than he lost. But yes.
No, I know. He's a fine quarterback. He's perfectly good. You know, like I think he's a good quarterback, but he should never be called that name. Right? It's just wrong.
and yeah, like maybe if you played in Green Bay where it's cold, I might understand, but like Atlanta ice, well, like it just doesn't go.
All right, so that's my NFL stuff. I really have nothing else on my list. I have a few little tidbits, but nothing really that I want to get into.
Same with me. I don't have much on my list. I have one other little tidbit. You know how I was so upset a few months ago when the Score changed their app?
Yeah.
They changed it again this week.
They did? On the iPhone too?
I don't know. On my phone they did. And when I went on...
The Score app, the update was terrible.
They made me do all this stuff. Like, I just wanted to find out the score of a game. And it's like, you know, choose your preferences, choose your favorite team, choose your favorite league. I had to go through all these hoops just to like get a score.
It was a major update where you had to like start over. Yeah.
Well, kind of. And now you remember on the bottom, they used to have these four different options.
Yeah.
Now there's five. Whereas the old app just had one and it was perfect.
No, I think what happened is you got the update now because you're on an Android, right?
Yeah.
You have a Samsung, right?
Yeah.
I think you finally got the same update that I've had for a while on my iPhone, which sucked.
Well, but I did get an update months ago.
I have those five things on the bottom. It's terrible.
Okay, well, I only had four until a few days ago. Now I have five.
See, it's confusing because you have scores on the bottom. But yes. That's when you click on that, it's only going to give you your scores of your teams or what's going on. But I want to see all the scores in the NHL. That's not what it's going to give me.
Right, but if you have NHL as one of your favorites, then it will give you all of the NHL scores. Yeah,
they're trying to be fancy. What can I tell you?
What I don't get is, and since we're on this topic, so I get there's five things on the bottom. I get favorites because that's your favorites. I get leagues because that's if you just want to look at leagues. And I even get scores if you just want to look at scores. Mm-hmm. But tell me, there's a news tab at the bottom and there's a discover tab at the bottom. I don't know what the difference between those tabs are because if you look at them, they're pretty much the same.
Well, Discover is supposed to search for stuff, but I don't know anybody that searches for stuff on the Score app.
And nope. The other thing about this is Discover tab, it's almost always NBA basketball for me when I touch the Discover tab. That's what's there. Mm-hmm. And yet I don't have NBA basketball or any team on my favorites. So I'm not sure why they give me that.
To some developers at the Score to find out what's going on. I just want to congratulate Wofford for beating North Carolina this week in college basketball.
That's awesome.
It was music to my ears.
that same night, I think Duke beat Evansville 100 to like
104 to 40.
104 to, yeah, so.
Yeah, so that's what North Carolina should have done to Wofford, but they didn't, right?
Right.
But Wofford's been in the tournament before, right?
They have.
Yeah, but. And that's an ugly loss, honestly.
Well, remember how upset I was when Duke lost to Boston College? This is worse.
It's not the same thing, though. Not the same thing. Boston College is in their conference. It's like
right. This is definitely worse than that. Although you know what's funny, there are only two teams in the ACC that have played an ACC game, like a conference.
Okay,
game.
Okay, yeah, that one.
And Duke and Boston College are the only two teams that have played. So if you look at the ACC standings, Duke's in last.
Oh, because they're 0-1. That's funny. Yeah, that's great. The other thing, I texted you this week, but I mean, we didn't really talk about it. It was following up to something we talked about last week. We were talking about the state of the Florida Marlins franchise.
Yeah.
So I know.
Are you talking about Dan Le Batard?
No. Yeah. But the listeners of the show know we've mentioned at least one or two, maybe three times about Marlin Man, right? Mm-hmm. He's this big fat guy. I don't know if he's fat, but
actually,
looks
he's not
pretty
that
big
fat. He just wears an orange jersey all the time.
He wears a bright fluorescent jersey, stands right behind home plate at usually the World Series and playoff games, and he's a huge Marlins fan. So I read this week on Twitter, and I forwarded to you, he did not renew his season tickets. He's so mad at the new ownership that he did not renew his season tickets. So if this guy didn't renew his season tickets, you know there's a problem because there's no one more a hardcore Marlins fan than this guy, right?
Absolutely.
Right. So if you're a Marlins fan out there, sorry.
Did you see the interview with Dan Le Batard and Rob Manfred, the commissioner of MLB?
Yes. Yes. It was great because we just talked about two Dan Le Batard like little clips. I posted one on our website of the unboxing of the Big Baller Brand shoes. Mm-hmm. And then I saw he was so mad at Manfred. It was contentious.
I think he went a little too far, Le Batard, because he accused him of lying. And like,
he did.
If you ask the guy a question, did you know? And if he says no, I mean, he might be lying, but you can't accuse a guy of lying just because you think he's lying.
Right. Because like Manfred doesn't know for sure what the new owners are going to do. They're buying the team. The new owners can do whatever they want. Right?
That's what happens. When you're an owner, you could do what you want. You buy a house, you can renovate it.
If it's a bad decision and they liquidate the team and then they lose all their fans, well, they'll have to face the consequences of that, right? But that's their decision, right? Anyways, it's kind of weird. But yeah, I did see that thing with Rob Manfred and Le Batard was pushing it. Sometimes I wonder if Le Batard pulls a little bit of Don Cherry where he's really trying to be controversial just to stir things up and, you know, get retweets and tweets and views, you know?
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should try.
Really out there sometimes. Honestly, he's out there sometimes. Like, remember the whole stuff with, like, he was the first one with the Hall of Fame ballots, yeah, right?
So
like,
now he's not allowed to vote anymore.
No, he got banned. It's crazy. Which is really unfair, right? Because what happened is he gave his ballot to Deadspin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what, that's what happened, right?
I believe so, yeah.
He gave his ballot online to Deadspin, and then he got in trouble because they're like, oh, like they thought it was negative publicity. Meanwhile, now many, like you said, I think starting next year, the ballots are all going to be public.
This year, starting now.
Yeah, starting now, right?
What I don't understand is they already announced that Jack Morris and Alan Trammell are going into the Hall of Fame.
There used to be the Veterans Committee?
Yeah.
So, like, they were, like, the guys that were voting on players from the 40s and 30s that may have been overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no more Veterans Committee because all those guys are in now.
Okay.
They're either in the Hall of Fame or they're dead.
Okay.
Right? Now there's a new committee. I forget. There's a name for it. And it's supposed
modern
to look
era.
At... Yeah, modern era. So it's supposed to look for players from like 70s, 80s, 90s that maybe have been overlooked in the voting. So actually, if Tim Raines didn't get in last year, they were saying it's his last chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
He could have got in with the modern era vote.
So this is so dumb then. That means if you don't get in, you have another chance to get in. So what's the whole point then? It makes no sense.
I don't get it. I mean...
It's like you know what? You failed your exam, but you know what? We'll let you write it again.
Yeah, we'll let someone else correct it this time, and they'll mark it easier, right?
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
Staying with baseball, and we did briefly mention the Tampa Bay Rays last week.
Yes, we did, yeah.
And how there shouldn't be a professional baseball team in Florida. But it's funny because I was going to say, when we were talking about those good Tampa Bay Rays teams of the past...
Oh, Evan Longoria.
I was going to say to you, I'm like, I can't believe Evan Longoria is still on the team after all these years. And then, lo and behold, 2 days later, he gets traded.
Look, he was a good player when he came up. He's still a good player.
Yeah, he is.
He was an impact player when he first came up. He's still a great third baseman, but he's not a great hitter anymore. He's good, you know? So
he's an upgrade for the Giants.
He's an upgrade for the Giants, but to me, he's not like a make or break. He's not going to make or break the Giants winning the division. Honestly, he's not.
Well, if the Giants go back to what they were 2 years ago, then they'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, the big thing right now is Manny Machado. Where's he going to end up?
Right.
Because that's an impact player.
Yeah.
Right. That's like one of the, and the whole reason why he wants to leave is because he wants to play shortstop. Right. So I think he can play shortstop because he's an incredible fielder at third. Mm-hmm. So I don't see why he can't play shortstop.
If I were the Orioles, I'd let him play shortstop. I wouldn't trade him.
I know. I don't get it either. But I mean, he can shift the balance of power, like Yankees, Red Sox, wherever, right? Wherever he's going to go.
I mean, if the season started today, the Yankees have the edge only because their lineup is insane. But I don't know about their lineup.
Well, what I read is that the Orioles don't want to trade him to the Yankees or Red Sox. They want to trade him out of the division, and they actually want assurances from the team they trade him to.
Wow.
That they're not going to turn around and trade him to the Yankees or Red Sox, right after.
You can't get assurances like that. Once you trade a guy to me, I could do what I want with him.
Of course. I guess maybe they could. I don't know. Maybe they could say if you trade him within 6 months, you have to give us a bunch of draft picks or something. There could be stuff. I don't know.
I wouldn't agree to that if I'm the team getting him.
I wouldn't agree either, yeah.
Because whatever.
So have you been... I mean, look, we're two Jewish guys.
Yeah.
But are you like, do you listen to a lot of Christmas music on the radio? Are you sick of it yet?
I don't listen to any Christmas music, and so I'm not sick of it, actually.
But on the radio stations that you listen to,
they don't play Christmas music. On 102.1 The Edge, they don't play Christmas music. And on Indie 88.1, they don't play Christmas music.
I was wondering about this about you, because I figured, like, I'm sick of hearing the Christmas music. But I figured, I was like, I bet you Josh doesn't even like, get affected by this because you...
Like, Where do you hear it? What stations are you listening to?
Well, I mean, on like mainstream, like Virgin Radio or whatever, like on the mainstream stations, like even though, like now that we're so close, like there's Christmas music on sometimes. They play Christmas stuff.
I mean, Show might play Bruce Springsteen. And
yeah, you too.
But other there's than that, like...
Yeah, there's a few different ones. But anyways, I was wondering if... Because I was thinking about, like, do you have a favorite Christmas song or you don't even have any?
Actually, I mean, I kind of do, I think. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it's called. The Bruce Springsteen, he has one or two.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah, that's not a bad song.
And you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not bow, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Well, normally it should be that, because I'm a huge Springsteen fan.
Right.
But I'm kind of embarrassed to say, but I guess I shouldn't be.
Mariah Carey.
I think, yeah. How did you know? That Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is just fantastic.
It's actually honestly. Not a bad song.
It's really, really good. Honestly, it's really, really good. And you know what else is a good Christmas song? George Michael, too. George Michael, Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart. That's a good one also.
Oh, I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's a station here, 92.9. The day after Halloween, they started playing only Christmas music.
There's a station here also, all December, only Christmas music 24/7.
It's crazy. It's like,
But I never listen to that station, even like not during this year, this month. Yeah. I don't listen to that station.
Last year, we drove to Philadelphia on the day before, on the 24th or the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
One of those two, I think it was the 24th, we drove to Philadelphia. So you... All the radio is only, that's all we heard was Christmas songs.
I'm sure, no matter what station
we went to. It was great. All right, that's all I got. I mean, you know, next week, well, not next week, it'll be before next week, but our next episode is going to be our year in review episode.
Yeah, it will.
Have you been doing your research?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. I went to see a movie today.
Oh, I'm going to add a category to our list, but I don't know.
Oh, good.
I don't know if we should talk about it on the air.
No, we'll reveal the categories separately. I saw a movie today, Star Wars.
Oh, I'm surprised you waited till today. I thought you guys would be the first ones there. Matthew
went the first day with his friends.
He didn't go with you?
And today again. He saw it the second time.
Oh.
But let's just say that won't be in my top movie list.
Really? I'm stunned.
It's not good. Even Matthew, who's hardcore Star Wars, came home that first night after he saw it. And he was like, I'm like, how was it? And he's like, it was okay. That was exactly what he said. It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it today, and I didn't love it either. My wife said it was terrible. She hated it. But I agree with her. It's not... I didn't hate it, but it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So, all you people out there, if you have opinions about Star Wars, let us know.
Okay.
Before we sign off, remember, you can listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the Skip and Josh podcast wherever you listen, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or the podcast app of your choice. If you listen through Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. You can send us an email. Tell us your favorite Christmas song. Tell us what you think about Star Wars. SkipAndJoshShow@gmail.com. Twitter @SkipAndJosh. Our Facebook page. And as always, all the links to everything I just said is on our website, SkipAndJosh.com.
I have one thing to say.
Oh, yes.
Spotify, put us on your platform already.
Spotify. Yeah, I've tried. I've sent in the application, but they kind of pick and choose, I think.
It's tougher than getting into Harvard.
I think it is. Harvard, you could just pay off someone. Here, I don't know. It's like an anonymous web form. All right, Cubby, I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, have a great day.
The Skip and Josh podcast is over now. Don't worry, there'll be another episode soon.